So, you have a Joker sequel for me?
Yes, sir.
Contrary to the perfectly self-contained nature of the first movie and solely for financial reasons, I do.
Money!
Yeah, and so this one's gonna be called Joker Folie à deux.
What?
Folie à deux.
What? It's French, which automatically makes the movie more artistic sounding. Are people gonna be able to pronounce that properly?
No, they're probably mostly gonna pronounce it Folie à deux.
Being Folie à deux is tight.
Oh, my God.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, you know how we ended the first movie on this note of like, wow, Arthur Fleck is the Joker now, and he's kind of started this revolution. Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah, great ending.
Well, I figure, let's not follow that route. Let's have him revert back to sad, pathetic Arthur and be in prison the whole movie.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, just kind of control Z that whole thing.
So what's the story gonna be?
Well, he's up for trial, and his lawyer's trying to argue that he's got multiple personalities, so it's gonna be like, is he gonna get the death penalty or spend his life in jail?
Kind of no good ending to root for.
None. And then he's gonna meet Harley Quinn, but we're gonna call her Lee.
Oh, people like Harley Quinn.
They sure do, sir. So she's also in the asylum, because she said she started some fires, and then it's time to sing a little song.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, the second movie is a musical.
It's a musical?
Yes, sir. It's a full-on musical. La la la, and so on. You've heard of music.
I have, yeah. I just don't know if I could successfully market a musical to comic book fans.
Well, that's okay. Just mostly leave it out of marketing. It'll be a little surprise for people when they get to the theater.
Yeah.
That they will undoubtedly love.
Well.
So anyway, during this movie screening that they're at together, they let a guy who executed a guy on live TV go to co-ed movie screenings.
And music classes, yes. So Lee is gonna start this little fire and try to make them escape together.
Oh.
Musically.
Oh.
But they get caught, so Arthur gets put into solitary confinement.
Bummer. So now it's time for a little song.
Oh, again?
Yes.
So do these songs advance the story, or are they just kind of pauses to do some music?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Wait, you didn't answer.
So now it's time for a song.
Again.
Constantly.
Constantly. So then Lee is gonna visit Arthur in solitary confinement, and they're gonna have relations.
How'd she get in there?
Well, maybe she didn't, you know. Arthur is an unreliable narrator, but later she's gonna say she's pregnant, so
I guess that's fun.
So now it's time for a song.
I thought it might be.
And then Harley admits she made up her whole backstory and admitted herself into the asylum to get close to Joker.
Ew.
Hey, can we maybe get some Joker stuff in this Joker movie?
Of course.
Amazing.
Only in imaginary musical numbers, though.
All right.
Anyway, then it's time for this to completely transform into a courtroom drama.
Oh.
Slash musical.
Right.
So now, it's time for a song. And throughout these court scenes, all the characters are gonna kind of recap the events of the first movie.
People liked the first movie.
They did. And so now, instead of having the experience of watching that, they can watch people talk about it.
That might be fun.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
So then it's time for a song, and then Lee is gonna convince Arthur to fire his lawyer and represent himself as Joker, and then it's time for a song.
Oh boy, he's actually gonna be the Joker now?
You know it, sir.
Nice.
For a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, he hears the testimony from his friend Gary Puddles that he spared in the first movie, and turns out he traumatized him. So Joker's like, oh, I don't like how that feels to hurt people.
That... Alright.
So he doesn't really want to be the Joker anymore, and when he talks to Lee, she starts singing, and he's like, I don't want the singing anymore.
Oh, I feel that so deeply.
Then he gets abused by some guards in a bathroom.
A little gratuitous misery, sure.
So then he decides to admit to the court that he and Joker are the same person, and he killed a bunch of people.
Wow, well, it's definitely gonna be hard for him to get out of that situation now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because just then a big bomb goes off outside, set off by Joker fans, so he's able to walk out.
That really did come out of nowhere. So where does he go?
Well, he heads to those iconic Joker stairs and finds Harley Quinn there.
How would she know about the stairs?
Well, they're the iconic Joker stairs. You know where he did that little dance in the first movie?
Right, but that wasn't like a public performance. Why would she know about those?
Hey, shut up. So she tells him that she doesn't actually care about him. She only cared about Joker and she's not pregnant. So Joker gets arrested again.
Sneaky.
Yeah, so he's brought back to the asylum.
Oh, all right, back to square one.
Yeah,
and then he gets shanked in a hallway and dies.
Oh.
So what was this all for?
Well, we've successfully undone the first movie.
Do you think fans will kind of feel like that's a slap in the face?
Well, I think that's kind of the point. It was dumb for them to be fans of that in the first place.
We'd still like their money, though.
Oh, and then the guy who stabs Arthur cuts his own face into a smile like the Joker.
Oh, so he's gonna be the Joker.
Yep,
turns out Arthur was never the Joker. This random guy was, and he cuts his face open like Heath Ledger's Joker.
Right, Christopher Nolan was pretty adamant about us not doing a face-cutting Joker thing at the end of the first movie.
Christopher Nolan's not at Warner Bros. Anymore, so we can do it now.
I guess that makes it okay, sure.
And so then we're done. What do you think?
Well, I'll be honest, it sounds like a tough one to market, but people like Harley Quinn, so if we get the right actress for that, I mean... could be good. Who did you have in mind?
Not sure. I mean, someone who can sing well and someone who, along with Arthur, can be, I don't know, caught in a bad romance?
I can work with that.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.